MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Republican Representative Rebecca Dow, who also chairs the New Mexico Republican House Caucus, will appear on the state's upcoming Republican primary ballot after the New Mexico Supreme Court overturned a lower court ruling that had disqualified her. Earlier in the month, a district court ordered Dow to be removed from the June primary ballot in the race for House District 38, which covers parts of Doña Ana, Sierra, and Socorro counties. The ruling followed a legal challenge filed March 19th by former Democrat Representative Tara Jaramillo, just days after Dow submitted her candidacy paperwork on March 10th. The court sided with Jaramillo, finding that Dow's nominating petition, submitted as screenshots, did not include enough information for voters to properly review or challenge the signatures. Dow appealed the decision, and on Tuesday morning, the state's highest court unanimously agreed to reinstate her on the ballot.
This case was never about me, not a single candidate. It's really about the party in power using technicalities, a broken system they created. And so I'm really glad that the Supreme Court saw through that, and this is a victory for voters. I really feel like they were trying to use a procedural game to take control of the outcome, and it's up to the voters to decide who they want to represent them, and that happens in November.
Dow was first elected in 2016 and held the seat through multiple terms, except in 2022 when she stepped down to run for governor. Jaramillo won the seat that year, but was defeated by Dow in 2024. Jaramillo is not a candidate in this year's election. And the New Mexico Film Office is a finalist for Film Commission of the Year, state, province, and national, presented by the Screen International at the Cannes Film Festival on May 18th, and will be competing against California, New Zealand, and Australia at the 2026 Global Production Awards. Director of New Mexico Film Office, Steve Graham, said, "This recognition reflects the strength of our local crews, the growth we're seeing across the industry, and the tangible opportunities film and television production are creating for New Mexicans statewide." According to the New Mexico Film Office, film and television production supports thousands of jobs across the state and has generated more than $3 billion in direct economic impact over the past 5 years in New Mexico. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.